Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt, your GM, and to my right,
Darwin Triat, Flame Dancer Bard, played by Neil.
Triat? I thought it was something else. Never mind.
Triat, I don't remember. I'm heavily drugged right now and a little drunk, okay?
Will, as Nath Pendikar.
Jason, playing Tam West Crown, pretend I said something funny.
Curtis, with Ronan.
And Peter, playing Meta, the life giver, for Tam to take it away.
She does kind of suck the life out of things sometimes, doesn't she?
Yeah. She's a whole barrel of fun.
I'm just joshing you there, Jason.
What's the matter for you?
Shut up in your face.
So anyway, we're walking down the beach.
You're walking down the beach.
And Meta and Jarwin
realize they have this creepy sensation they're being watched.
Now, quick question, GM.
Yes.
I guess two questions. One.
Yes.
This creepy sensation, does it seem to be coming from the same area of the jungle that Ronan is currently tree to tree leaping from?
That is an excellent question.
Or is it like Ronan's lagged behind because he only moves 20 feet and he's going tree to tree?
Let's go with B. The sensation that you are both being watched, Meta and Jarwin, comes from about 20 feet ahead of where Ronan is.
Excellent. Now, the second question.
Yes.
Does Meta have time to do anything?
We are not currently in combat, so you have all the time in the world.
All right. Before anybody takes any actions, how about we do something that we always do at the beginning of these episodes? Last time on Shield Bash.
We were walking on the beach. We covered that.
No.
Last time on Shield Bash, we met a giant crab that had been hollowed out, and there was a weird guy named Pezcock.
I learned how to speak a Tengu.
Tengu guy who hopefully we're going to be able to get some useful information out of, but as of this time, he didn't really have a whole lot to give us. We had some food, and then we left.
Yeah, it creeped us all out, so we all decided to leave for various reasons.
How do you like the raw urchin?
Oh, God, here it comes. All right, so that was last time. That was literally the entire episode was us getting creeped out and trying to get the fuck out of there.
We're having fun. So, walking along the beach, blah, blah, blah. And you do realize that through communication nonverbal, I'm guessing, you tell me.
Yeah, verbally I will say, hey guys, with message, what's, there's something over there.
Wait, who's got message?
Me. I literally just cast it.
Oh, okay.
When that's going on, Meta would do something as well.
Tam will draw her sword.
Good call. What's Meta going to do?
Meta, getting tired of having such sensations and things not being there, will immediately cast a spell.
Mm-hmm.
Fireball.
She does not have that one.
Acidic spittle.
She will cast, Sickening Entangle.
What's that do?
It is a 40-foot radius of entangling vines that require a save versus sickened condition. She will do it intentionally so that the farthest edge towards Ronan is just a hair in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes 40 feet through and past the area where she got the sensation that she's being watched.
Okay. So through the theater of mind, I think I have a good picture of what you're talking about. Tell me, what's the casting time on that?
It is one standard action.
Standard action. So roughly 6 seconds?
That'd be less than that, because in 6 seconds you get a standard and a move.
Oh, let's say 3.
Okay.
Cast away. You see what I did there?
Oh. That was bad.
This has been Shield Bash. Thanks for watching.
As Meta does this, she will call out, Ronan, don't step in the vines. Casty.
awfully considerate of you. Okay. Now what?
All right, hold on a sec. We have a thing happening.
But what's
that's
the
happening
thing?
In game.
And the other thing?
Hold on a sec. I hit the wrong notification.
You guys passing notes over there that I don't see.
Yes.
Okay.
They're messaging.
Okay.
So, GM.
Yes.
Your fort save. Your fort save DC is 16.
Gotcha. And?
I have received the information, and I'm now waiting for Neil/Jarwin to continue.
There's something over there, and Meta is casting a spell, so be prepared for combat.
Okay.
I will whisper that to Meta, Ronin, and Ronin, Meta, and Tam.
Okay.
Those are my three targets for message.
Okay, so for our listeners, six, how does message work exactly?
We can communicate. The distance is 100 feet plus 10 feet per caster level, and you can communicate with whispers, basically. It doesn't have to be a straight line.
So is it like a radius effect?
No, kind of. It's more of like direct line of 100. If you're within 130 feet of me, I can hear you, and I can communicate to the other two.
The spell specifically says like it'll go around corners and things like that. Like it's just the distance.
You can go up, down, around corners, through things.
Okay.
As long as there's a path. I mean, if you're in a closed room, then it wouldn't go out. But
okay. I don't play a lot of casters myself. So let me ask you this. Is there a limit to the amount of participants that can hear and or receive?
Yes, one per caster level.
Receive and or send?
Which is why Nath is excluded.
One per caster level.
So you got three going on right now then,
yes.
Huh? Okay.
And Nath plays with Snake Cloaca's too much for my taste.
And yet you're the only person who keeps saying Cloaca.
Because he's the only one. Because
it's awesome.
You know, but yeah, he's just fascinated.
You said caster level, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're sending to three people?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does it include you?
You are not counted.
The caster is not counted in those three people.
No.
They automatically get included. The caster does.
Yeah.
So it's caster level plus yourself.
So he's sending it again to who?
Not
Nat. Damn.
Two.
Ronin, did you say Meta?
Meta and Tam.
Ronin. Oh, okay.
So not Nath.
Yeah, because aside from Jarwin, there are four other players or characters.
That is true.
As a caveat, I suspect that Nath would have an idea that something's going on when all of a sudden...
Everybody stops?
Everybody stops, Meta casts a spell, and suddenly the vines start overgrowing in the
And Tam
forest.
Draws her sword.
I was going to say, I assume I see Tam drawing a sword.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't exactly have a marching order declared on our board, but yeah, I think... Yeah.
We're always in the same order.
Yeah, pretty much. So
Burger and fries.
So, now what?
Does anything, like, scream or make a noise when that spell goes off in the forest?
Roll me a perception.
Pam's just going to go full defensive.
Okay.
I'm going to draw out my cestus.
Now, I rolled low. It's only a 30.
Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
30.
Sorry, that was Meta got a 30 on perception.
Yeah, Meta, of course. So, again, you're trying to perceive what in particular?
When I cast that spell and the vines shot up and stuff, did anything seem to react? Like anything cry out or grunt or any kind of perceptual cues that I caught something?
With a 30, you heard a thud.
What kind of thud?
Like something falling out of a tree, maybe?
Yep.
Nice.
Excellent. Do I hear vomiting?
No vomiting.
Okay. Meta will then call out in common. You there! Why are you following us? Speak now, before my friends kill you. Maybe we can work this out without violence.
Ronin, maybe come out of the trees, please, sir, since we haven't really been informing you what's going on.
I thought he was included in the message.
He was included in the message, and I shared with there's something going on. Meta is casting a spell, so pay attention.
Yes, and I was mostly referring to the fact that Meta didn't warn the person on the edge of her spell that she was casting. So, Ronin, if you want to...
But Meta did, actually.
She did warn me.
I said don't get in the vines.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's not...
Don't go any further, particularly, is what I thought I heard.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe I'm making it up.
Curtain.
Well, maybe I'm just referring more to the fact that it's like, don't continue forward is not the same as, hey, I'm going to cast the thing that makes you stuck and sick. So, Ronin, you do what you want, but Tam is asking you to come out and join the rest of the group so you're not isolated.
Be specific, damn it.
I was being in character, damn it.
Okay. So, you heard a thud. Ronan's going to do whatever he wishes to do.
I will head back toward the group, but I will stay close to the tree line.
On the ground?
Yeah, on the sand.
Damn.
Where? Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
On the sand.
I hope it doesn't burn your feet. Okay.
Also.
So, everybody's on the ground, on the sand. We've got these crazy sickening vines. Is that what it's called?
Sickening entangle.
Entangle, okay. And then we also heard a thud. Now what?
Well, I called out to the trees. Did anything respond?
No reply. No reply whatsoever.
I will approach the tree line, staying just outside of it, and see if I can see what may have gone thud.
I go. Tam goes with Meta.
I also go
Nath
defensively.
Would like to advance.
Okay. So we got Nath, Tam, Meta. Anybody
Jarwin.
Else? Jarwin. That's right. All approaching the jungle line. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So as you approach, give me perceptions.
Tam gets a 20.
Nice.
Jarwin also gets a 20.
Nice.
Nath gets an 18.
Still nice.
Meta gets a 30.
Over the top with the meta. Okay. Meta first. Was the first one to notice. There seems to be a small humanoid shape in the undergrowth of this jungle. Again, this is a particularly dense portion of the jungle line.
Especially now.
It does not seem to be moving. Now what?
Nath, do you think you could quickly run in there and grab that thing?
I can try.
It's not very far in. It's maybe 3 feet into
Nath
the denseness of the foliage.
Nath will go ahead and try to...
I wouldn't yet. Let me dismiss the spell, and then you quickly grab it before it has a chance to get up and run away.
What if it gets away?
Want to make another... Well, these vines, are they all on... they're all ground level, right? This doesn't go up?
No, I figured it goes up somewhat. What's the... tell us about that spell there, sir. Ma'am. Whatever you are. Meta, Pete.
It functions the same as Entangle, except for... It sickens as well.
Okay, well, usually with Entangle, we're talking about a 2D kind of dimension thing going on, you know. We're talking about square feet, right?
Well, Entangle goes 3D, just like web. It's just
not
as much.
Okay, so
40-foot radius. With
okay, let me put it differently. It's not often we get the opportunity to explore the 3D part of Entangle.
I will agree to that.
Okay.
Yeah, typically you don't have a lot of trees to use with it.
Okay.
So this does actually go up into the trees?
Yes.
40
okay.
foot.
Okay, that's what I envisioned. How many feet did you say?
It's 40 foot.
40 foot?
Right. Up.
40 foot radius?
Well, around.
20 foot radius.
20
right?
foot radius, 20 okay.
Foot. Okay.
40.
Okay, okay. No, so it does go 40 feet up.
So,
wow.
My suggestion was going to be to send Ronan in because the tree line would be clear, but apparently not.
I do have a net with
yes.
reach.
Yes.
She's got long arms?
Whoa, Dad!
I'm gonna make that joke every time you bring this up.
Dad jokes. I have a net that I could prepare to throw on top of Nath when he fails to grab this creature.
I don't see that. That's
so
gonna help.
Throw it on Nath.
I'm gonna prepare that action.
I would. Meta would think that that'd be better to throw on the creature and not on.
That's really what I'm going to try to do, but it was
I
funny to
see. Anybody
would
have think that.
Hey. You know, it's that old expression. What is it? Two birds with one stone, right?
How about I could also circle around the outside of this perimeter, and if it gets up and tries to run deeper into the jungle, I could physically be there to stop it?
Sounds good.
Okay, so we have a fully developed plan yet?
So you circle around and you alert us when you get to the other side.
I believe it's a pincer attack.
About half baked, really.
Somewhat.
Ronan, would you care to join me?
Sure.
All right. Not very enthusiastic, but I'll take it.
Sure. Ronan,
He's croaking.
Ronan, you got your net out in case it runs that way?
Okay. So we got Jarwin and Ronan with nets?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know Jarwin had one, so that's kind of cool. I know Ronan had one.
I've used a net twice so far in this campaign.
You know what?
I didn't think her name was Annette.
It's not. That's Sasha. And I'm not using her. It's a mutually beneficial arrangement.
Well, that doesn't mean you're not using her. You're just using each other.
Tomato. No, you're right. I do remember now, but I've slept since then. Damn it.
Me too.
Okay.
I feel like your usefulness has probably run its course, though.
Probably.
Okay.
All right.
So who's going to instigate? That's my question right now.
I do believe meta dismissing the spell is the first part of the actual actions going off.
So Ronan and I will try to position. Ronan and Tam will try to position themselves on the opposite side. I imagine.
So we're talking Ronan, left and right at the particular point?
No. Like, so they're on the beach. Mm-hmm. Then you got this creature, and we would be in a line on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine Ronan would probably be in a tree with his net out, maybe?
And I'm going to stealth.
Well, you asked Ronan to come down from the tree.
Yes.
Are you telling him to go back up now?
No. So he and I are circling around to the other side of the entangle in case this thing gets up and runs deeper into the forest. We will be there
well,
in its path.
If you're going into the entangle, you
no,
have to...
No, we are not going into the entangle. Dear God, man. Are you listening?
I am. That's what I heard.
So we are going around to the other side. We are going around the entangle.
Around the entangle is what I heard.
Yes. So we're not going into it. We're going around it.
Oh, okay. So you're going to walk the 40 feet diameter of this thing?
I do believe that's what around means.
Yeah.
Skirt the perimeter.
Sorry, I misunderstood. I thought you were just walking around the other side of this thing that's fallen from the top of the trees. I just wanted to clarify. Great. I got it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Meanwhile,
we're good.
If Nath sees anything attempting to
prepare
to
action
leave, he's going to charge regardless and attempt to catch it.
Okay.
You can't charge through the woods.
23 on
good
my
luck
stealth.
He's going to spiritually charge.
So then, because Jarwin has message up to Ronan and Tam, we can then tell him.
You can triangulate.
We are in place. And then Jarwin can tell Meta they're ready.
And you can.
She drops the spell.
You can time this thing all out.
And then, whether they capture it or not, whatever happens, they can inform us so we can either come back to them or be prepared.
I love it.
And then this all kind of hinges on Nath.
And then when Nath fails, we all make fun of him.
No pressure.
And move on with our lives.
Well, let's be blunt. We make fun of Nath, and we'll see whether or not he fails.
Right.
Go get her, Ray.
All right.
Get her, Ray.
Okay, so let me make sure I get this right. The first thing that's going to happen is Meta is going to drop it.
No.
Yes.
The first that's
thing,
what I heard.
No, the first thing that's going to happen is
people
Ronan
get into position
and Tam will get into position. They will then tell me. I will then tell
Meta. That was an assumption on my part. Yeah.
Okay.
After everybody gets in position.
Yes.
The first course of action is Meta's going to drop the spell, right?
Yes. And then his prepared action will go for him approaching the creature.
And
with
by
attempting
him, he means Nath.
Yes.
Nath.
Sorry. Nath will attempt to approach the creature.
Uh-huh.
And then I will throw a net at the creature.
So you both will be within throwing distance at least.
I'll probably have to move up, but yes.
Okay. And then, anything else?
And then it depends on what happens there.
Yeah.
Okay. Good call.
Hopefully I get Nath and the creature in the net.
I will also hide.
It's going to go so well.
Near Ronan.
Near Ronan?
Yeah.
Okay, so I pick. Wait, in my head, I'm picturing a great big circle, and you're basically triangulating this thing.
No, we are in a straight line.
Two points.
One, 3 points.
The three
of you,
yeah,
of Jarwin, Nath, and Meta. Next point is the bound creature. Next point is Tam and Ronan.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
So big circle, yes, but bisected by a line.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
My body is ready.
Are you ready?
Meta.
Yes?
Concentrates. And dismisses the spell.
Nath runs to capture a creature.
Okay. Now, with your entangle funkiness, does it happen immediately, or is there a time delay? Tell me.
The dismiss, it would immediately go back to normal vines.
Okay.
Now, he still, if he's conscious, would need a save versus the sickening.
Uh-huh.
Because of the original.
Uh-huh. So.
And sickened is negative two to, like, all your d20 rolls.
Everything but damage.
Uh-huh.
And AC.
Okay.
It does AC, right?
It has attack, weapon damage, saving throws, skill checks, and ability checks.
And okay. Minus 60 health, I believe.
Oh, Jesus.
So it's basically minus to everything except for your...
that's pretty hardcore, man.
Your initiative.
Yeah.
If this is Fezcock that we just caught...
I hope so. That'll be hilarious.
Fezcock! Yeah! Okay, so the spell drops, and Tam...
Nath
is up front?
Nath.
By it.
Nath is running towards it.
No, Nath is behind... Okay, you went around. I'm sorry. So Nath is... Yeah, Nath is up front with Jarwin... Right in front of the thing, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just making sure I got it right. So the first thing you two see as the foliage recedes away from this figure is that it appears to be a monkey. Haven't you always wondered a monkey?
No.
Yeah, you were probably right. This one in particular, because it appears to be totally... exsanguinated.
Sweet.
Did I get the word right? Does that mean it's totally
bloody?
Drained of blood?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
And this thing... Okay, go ahead.
So Nath goes forward and rolls a CMB.
Wait, I want to know if you throw the net.
My reaction is, once he gets there, pass or fail, I throw the net. So I'm waiting for him to try to grapple it first, and then I'm throwing the net.
I believe we would be closing in.
No.
You gonna stay
not
put?
Yet.
Yeah, we stay put in case it runs our direction.
I think Nath just failed to grapple a dead body.
Well, it's not dead.
What was your number?
If it's exsanguinated, it's probably dead.
It could be 12. Undead.
That's still a type of dead.
Okay.
Okay, so your roll to grapple with the monkey?
Correct.
Was a...
12.
You succeed!
Hey...
And then a net comes flying with a 21 touch.
I think that would hit Nath as well, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so that's going to hit both Nath and the monkey.
Oh, what the hell?
This is perfect.
Nath, did you get it?
No, it got me.
What's going on over there?
All right, so Nath has the... critter, and my net has them both.
Is that a message that you sent us?
Yes, so you guys can come.
Okay.
All right.
What is it?
Well, let's get closer.
Why don't you come out?
There's so much fucking innuendo going on here right now. You can come. Come out. All right. Tam at least approaches the group.
I do as well.
That'd be Ronan.
Are you coming?
So you're closing the distance to regroup with your friends.
I'm already there.
So this thing looks, it's a monkey, it looks exsanguinated.
Yeah.
Does it look like it could have been what we saw, or we thought was watching us?
Give me a knowledge nature.
20 for meta.
I give AIDS.
AIDS.
24 altogether?
Yeah.
All right. You turned into a Gripply, too?
Bud.
Wise.
Sir. With a 24, you know that... Well, no. You're going to deduce, assume? Assume is a better word, I think. That this is more likely the victim of something that was watching.
Can I do a heal check on it to see what aspects may have caused it to be exsanguinated or die in such a fashion?
Sure. You gonna take 10? Take 20?
No.
Okay.
Straight roll? I give you AIDS.
With AIDS, that is a 25.
25? That will tell you that, oh, look, there is a wound. It seems to be pretty much in the shape of a set of teeth.
How many teeth?
I'm gonna say a lot, but... The most important ones are about four of them that punctured the skin of this monkey.
Does it seem like four all one creature? Or does it seem like...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, it appears to be all one creature. One bite.
Would four marks.
Would a heal check give us any more information?
Than the heal check that he just did?
Was that a heal check you did?
Yeah, that was a heal check that Meta did.
To be fair, I missed that too.
Damn it, Kurt. Yeah. You're just being Kurt.
Would a knowledge check of some kind give you know us what, an though? Idea of what the
wait,
hell
wait a
might
minute.
Have done this?
Wait a minute. Let's clear the air. We started off with a nature check. Maybe he got lost after that. But yeah, I think he did declare that as a heal check, bro.
Okay.
All right. So no harm, no foul. But your question again?
Is there some kind of check that we could make to try to identify what could have caused these bite marks?
Ooh, yeah, that'd be a really high DC. We'd be back to knowledge nature. Or survival.
Can I take 20 in knowledge nature?
No.
Not unless you have a class ability that allows you to do it.
While they're thinking about it, Tam's going to ask Ronan. Ronan, your particular faith, oftentimes the priests, I believe, have the ability to communicate with spirits. Do you have that ability? And if so, does it work on the monkeys?
No, sir. I'm afraid I'm not that powerful.
Yeah, we already knew that, but...
sorry, what did you say?
I said no, I'm afraid I'm not that powerful.
Oh, sorry, it was the sir part that kind of confused me. Being a woman and all that...
when I first met you, you weren't. I'm still getting used to it.
To be fair, Ronan's not very good at this male-female partnering
yes,
thing.
Yes, and the best way for him to learn is for me to remind him.
Yes.
You've been schooled.
So
on the short bus.
Meta's knowledge nature.
Yes, was a 20, I believe.
Was a 20. Okay. To a zero.
Okay.
And
you gave AIDS? Or did you?
Yes, I gave AIDS.
Then that'd be a 22.
I didn't hear it declared, but I'm just assuming because you always do.
I also gave AIDS to anybody that does a survival check.
And anybody you have sex with.
Maybe. We don't know yet. I do have saving finale, so I might be okay.
Nice. Okay, so I heard 22 for altogether on...
I wanted to use my domain ability.
On what? Or who?
On her knowledge check.
Another plus four? Is that what that does?
It's plus three. Sorry.
All right, so
25
altogether. I'll allow it this time.
Net?
I'll give you AIDS on 27.
I don't have the ability.
Roll that 10.
No.
Give it to us.
It's trained only.
Damn.
Right?
Yeah. You can always
which
common
one are we talking about, survival or?
Common knowledge is 10 max. So, like, what I like to do when Pete is GMing is I'll roll every knowledge checks he asks for and then just tell him 10 when I roll higher.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
But...
Fabulous for him, I'm sure.
The way I'm playing it is, since I'm not trained in it, I'm not going to roll it because Tam is meticulous, and she takes negatives to her untrained skills, so if I don't have it trained,
oh, nice.
I'm not going to make checks for no,
no
reason.
No point.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know you had that flaw.
It's a drawback, yeah.
Drawback. I couldn't remember what it's called in Pathfinder.
Ah, we're learning something new.
So what's a 27 get me?
A 27? Jesus Christ, I forgot the question now.
What made the bite marks?
Yes, that one.
All right. So, you go through your I'm sorry. When I say you, I mean Charlotte. I mean,
Meta.
Meta. And you go through your mental bestiary. Okay. What kind of has bite marks like this? Give me a percentile. Just for fun. Well, I'm wanting 20%. You want low or high?
I'll go low.
Okay.
35.
You have no idea as to what exactly could have caused this. But it kind of looks like it could be bear bite, like a gore attack, you know?
What?
How would a gore attack make teeth marks?
How would a bite attack make a gore attack
sorry.
Damage?
I used the wrong terminology.
I'm so fucking confused.
And we're gonna
right
give
now.
You shit over it forever.
Yeah, I know you guys.
He pulls his dentures out and then gores the woman.
Oh God!
The word I was meaning to use was not gore, but maul.
I don't need to go shopping.
That's kind of the way bears. Do they grab a hold of you with their jaws and they wriggle and twist and just maul?
That's rend.
So, I think that a bear mauling this thing would have sucked his blood out.
That's the part that doesn't add up at all.
We're kind of retarded as a group, then.
Vampire bear.
Vampire werebear? Holy shit!
Bloodthirsty bear.
So, I think a bear did this, but it might have been a werebear, you know, the ones that live over where?
It's like man-bear-pig, except it's werebear-vampire-bear-pig.
No, this is not that difficult. If it is a bear of some sort, we just... Nath, I'm going to need you to make another basket, and we'll put some food in it. And if it disappears, then we know it's a bear.
What if it does like the snakes and it eats the crab meat? Then we have awesome. Two bears.
That's awesome.
Or hundreds.
That's even better.
Oh, shit.
We'll put snake meat in there instead.
Do we have
I love gaming with you guys.
Yeah. I do, yes.
So, I don't believe we should camp here for the night.
You think?
What?
No.
How far away have we traveled from the crab?
Well, last session he said we got halfway to O from L.
Didn't I give you one of those?
You did, but I was actually doing this to catch our listeners up a little bit,
okay.
Actually.
I did mention it's halfway between where you are and where you want to be.
So, halfway between L and O?
Yes, we fucking booked it, apparently.
Fuck yeah,
so
we did.
So, listeners, if you want to know what the map is, you can probably Google search Smuggler's Shiv or check out our Facebook or Twitter for this picture. And by the way, just to make sure it is reiterated, because it has been several sessions, I am keeping my eyes open for a ducktail sort of rock formation from Ishiru's map.
And Jarwin is keeping his eyes open for a large stone penis that appears to be next to another penis and a valley with water in it. And there's a hole at the top of the penis that apparently is a cave. And then inside of the cave, there's a X. So X marks the spot in the cave of a large stone penis next to another stone penis.
Okay, yeah, but... You've said penis like 12 times.
Thank you.
I mean, seriously, the drawing really looks like a penis.
Yeah, I got it, but...
Everybody is aware.
Yeah.
It'll all be clear soon.
We probably need to take a picture of this and put it online.
While Jarwin reminisces about his giant penis...
Yeah.
Meta will scurry down the beach.
What is the thing with Jarwin and cloacas and penises and...
It's because he wishes he had something that would satisfy somebody besides himself.
In case you haven't noticed, Jarwin is a very vain, egocentric person, and he thinks very highly of himself.
And so far, you haven't heard Sasha complain. So
it's kind of why he's kind of an ass.
Yeah. Endearing qualities.
That is also a drawback. Is that what you decided it was called?
Yes.
Drawback? He has the vain drawback.
Okay, so does that mean that Jarwin has not two, but three traits?
Indeed it does.
Excellent. Okay, so are you all moving further down the beach to your destination?
Yes.
Okay.
What time of day is it?
I don't know, I forgot.
I believe it was midday when we were at the crab.
It was lunchtime.
And then we left the crab and traveled approximately a whole day's travel in about 10 minutes. So we'll have to ask the DM what he says the time actually is.
I believe it would be 2 o'clock. It's probably
it's
starting
probably
to rain.
Time to rain.
Somewhere between this trip, we experienced a monsoon and it's now dry and nearing evening.
Okay. One thing that needs to be cleared up, though. When it rains...
It's about 2 o'clock.
If Jarwin sings, can we see through the rain?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I forgot about that.
Yes.
Is it canon at this point that you were having trouble seeing through the rain?
You did say it was pretty heavy rain sometimes.
It was never established.
Exactly, so...
But I tried to find out from you, player to DM, and you basically said, fucking deal with it later. So I'm trying to fucking establish this fact in the game world. And if you don't like it, you can just tell me to shove off and continue have it being ambiguous.
I believe what Jason is trying to say is it raining?
Oh, it's definitely raining, yeah.
Okay.
If it is what time you say it is, yeah, it's definitely raining.
Well, we're not the
GM. You're the
DM.
You fucking decide.
The main question about the seeing through the rain is primarily... If and when it becomes an issue of we're fighting in the rain.
You want to know ahead of time. I get it.
Yeah, you guys will have to excuse me while I drop this one, but my frog starts Singing in the rain. Pulls out a top hat.
Oh, what a horrible feeling.
Do you also have a cane?
Regardless of Jarwin's mystical powers, can we see in the rain?
Yes, you could always see in the rain. At least 20 feet. I'm just messing with you guys because it's fun for me.
That's what matters. Awesome.
But when he does his bardic performance, which one was it called?
Song of the Fiery Gaze.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wait a minute. That doesn't sound right.
Oh, you guys are so bad.
It's fucking hilarious.
When he does perform that, you can see an extra 10 feet in the rain, even when it's a downpour.
To clarify, it says you can see normally as if it's not there. Up to your vision as long as light.
Yeah, so 30 feet.
Okay, so we all have dark vision up 30 feet then, apparently.
When it's raining.
I'm sorry I asked.
Yeah, I was. Tam and Jason both regret this instance.
Stay tuned for next time on Shield Bash.
Nope. It's canon now of 30 feet when that's going, and it's downpour. Yep.
Well, we have magic crab meat. Now we have magic rain.
Yep. Exactly.
This island sucks.
So if we eat the magic crab meat enough, does that mean there's two of us out there?
No, you just grow, like, parts at a time, like a vestigial self. The first thing that happens is you get a mouth on your shoulder.
We get the tumor familiar alchemist discovery for free.
Yeah. Except your mouths never shut up. They are constantly talking in languages no one understands.
So how would we be able to tell with Jarwin?
He would talk to himself.
Yeah. Because that's out of character, right?
Well, so far, I don't think it's been established that you talk to yourself a lot.
No, I just clean myself, like, fervently at every chance.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to try to reel you guys in right now. It's raining. You got a dead monkey. What do you want to do now?
I believe we left the dead monkey in the forest back there.
Okay.
Yeah, we were continuing to walk.
You know what? No.
I never heard anybody say...
Bag of holding.
All right.
Okay, you now have a dead monkey in your bag of holding.
Freshly exsanguinated dead monkey.
Freshly exsanguinated, so it's definitely...
From a bear that's apparently a vampire.
At least it's not a spider pig.
As Tam puts the dead monkey into the bag of holding...
Okay.
Meta will cast Purify Food and Drink on it.
All right.
You never know. There may be parasites.
It could happen. Well, at least lice, you know, if nobody's groomed it in a while.
So out of character, I have this image of him opening the bag with a vampiric monkey flying out in his face later.
So instead of vomit swarm, can Tam have vomit spider monkey? Exsanguinated spider monkey?
Oh, that could be a thing. That's funny as hell.
It could.
I cast
exsanguinated
spider monkey.
I don't know who this man named Tam is, but you know, whatever.
Who said that again?
I don't remember. Yeah, okay, whatever. You're just being way too sensitive, damn it.
Well, I mean...
Who called you male this time? It wasn't me.
It was Kurt again.
It was probably Ronan the Too Curious Frog.
It was Kurt. This was out of character.
Okay.
So it's Kurt's fault.
So... Anyway,
we were
Meta
walking along.
Goes down the beach.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, yeah, I do remember Meta saying that. Meta's taken off.
We don't want to want to, like, search for tracks or a nest or a patch of hair that got scraped off on a branch or something.
Oh, okay.
We should probably do that.
You just make sure that someone's with me that can help me get back to the beach.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Does anybody remember the survival check score they had a little bit ago?
It was 52.
I believe
I don't think it was quite that.
I think it was 27.
That sounds right.
That was knowledge nature.
Play back the tape.
No. Pay attention to the game.
I don't think we ever actually made a survival check.
I give aids to anybody
yeah,
that
you
wants
did.
It.
At All one right, point, it was either
new
nature
one.
Or...
New survival.
All right, well, give me a new survival. Not so much from... What you got?
I'm giving AIDS.
Okay.
That's it. Kurt?
Nath was a natural one.
Awesome. You're doing a little bit worse than Meta over here.
I'm still not rolling.
I can only... AIDS.
Well, who's actually rolling, the son of a bitch?
I guess Nobody. In that case I am, so that's two AIDS. That makes it a 12.
Okay.
Nice. Ouch. That was actually better than what I rolled, so that's good.
Yeah, Meta rolled a 2. I only say that because I can see it. Mm-hmm. You know,
I got exactly a 10.
Yeah.
Technically, I mean, I am trained.
Right, so, you know, you get your pluses, your skill points, blah, blah, blah. So with a 12, you were specifically looking for tracks, any signs of passage, if I recall correctly, yeah?
Essentially yes. Looking for signs of
what could
was here have looking at us or whatnot.
Right, what could have done this to this poor, poor monkey?
The other thing Tam has in mind is that one of the things you do to bait people into nets and pits is to put meat over them, so she's trying to keep an eye out for something like that.
So she thinks this might be a trap.
Or, yeah, a way to lure us in for some reason.
Okay. You find no tracks with your 12. You don't even find any disturbed vines, twigs, branches, other than what might have happened when the monkey fell.
I don't see anything, anybody.
All right, well, that's worth a shot. Let's move on.
Okay.
Okay.
Down the beach.
Down the beach.
Our typical marching order, and I will refresh message. If it is done raining, I will prestidigitation myself until I am perfectly clean.
And then I'll cast Create Water over Jarwin.
You and Gellick, I don't know what's up with that, man.
Then I will punch Meta and do it again.
So when Meta runs down the beach, is it like in slow motion with Chariots of Fire playing in the background?
No, I believe we've established with Meta specifically, this would be more like Baywatch.
Yeah. I believe she was very well endowed.
She is rather comely, isn't she?
Yes. And Tam is David Hasselhoff.
Oddly enough, I can picture that.
What do you think the odds are he'll ever listen to this show?
Zero. Approaching zero.
Below zero, if it's possible.
All right.
I want to give it. I mean, there's at least some minute possibility.
Still got.
I think
chance.
We have a better chance of Kit listening to it than David Hasselhoff. All
right.
You really had to. Don't strain yourself reaching for that one.
I didn't.
So David Hasselhoff was in this show called Knight Rider.
I know who David Hasselhoff is,
and you know who Kit is, right?
No.
Lost in there.
So David Hasselhoff was in this show called Knight Rider, and he had a talking car.
It was a Trans Am.
Named Kit.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have seen that movie.
It was a TV show.
Oh, well, there's the misconception then.
Yeah, misconception there. Yeah.
Back in the day, there was this hairstyle called the mullet, you know, and there was this car, and it was a Trans Am, and it was bulletproof.
Wait. I got this one.
What do you mean by back in the day?
Right? He still does. No.
It's on Hulu.
There's a Walmart commercial out right now with all these vehicles going up to the drive up where you're dropping, you know, carry.
I don't have cable.
Yeah, I don't either, but I catch commercials on Hulu every once in a while. So you got the Back to the Future vehicle, you got the Jurassic Park vehicle, you've got the Knight Rider car, which is called Kit, the black Trans Am, and on the very front of it had these red lights that would cycle back across each other, right?
You know,
made this sound.
The cold air intake section of a car. That's where these lights are.
Yeah, I get that. Okay.
Okay. So I will also say, he's talking about. Being too young to have seen Knight Rider as a kid means he is also young enough to fully understand how Google works, and I'm sure if he wants to know what this car is.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about that.
With Google.
So, fun story. First thing that came into my mind, I transposed the names, but I was thinking of Christine.
No, yeah, different car.
Very different car.
Wow. Very different car. Yeah. Let you Google that one, too.
I know what Christine is.
Oh, okay.
So there we were, baywatching down the beach.
Actually, I just imagine Meta's just baywatching down the beach, and the rest of us are just walking, just like...
Jarwin will perform, but not magically.
Let me see your fig again. Yeah, I'm going to try to picture this a little bit better.
And because she's running in slow motion, the rest of us are just slowly gaining past her.
Well, to be fair, most of you have a faster speed than she does anyway.
Oh, yeah, I can dig it.
You have a slower speed?
With my armor, I'm at 20.
Ah.
Math is at 40.
So she's just baywatching, trying to keep up. Yeah, gotcha. Okay. So, baywatching down the beach.
Imagine the armor probably keeps him in place.
Yeah.
It's a boob plate, though, so
you're
it just accentuates them, sort of like a corset.
On that. You really are.
On armor?
Hats off to you. No, breasts.
No, the armor starts underneath them, so they're free.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a corset.
Listeners, I'm going to say that he means that he does not mean that I have breasts, in which case Kurt would be the expert.
Wow. Shots fired.
Hey, this is a joke he made to me the other day.
Yeah, you're right, he did.
So he opened that can of worms himself.
All right, so eventually you get to area O.
Oh, it's magic.
Uh-oh. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
But I believe.
Thank
What's
you, Jason.
Area O?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was right there with you, Pete.
If you had made the joke, I was going to.
I was there.
I imagine Jarwin's like always right on the cusp of being there. And just like one compliment and it gets him there.
Probably. He's rather vain. But he's also glorious.
Speaking of O, here we find ourselves at a 400-foot long swath of slippery, seaweed-covered rocks. They lie exposed to the air. And this will allow you to cross from where you are to where you want to be, which is that island that has P marked on it, or on the other end of it.
So, to be clear, we would not actually have to swim as long as we can walk on these slippery rocks.
Yes. So imagine a ton of rocks sticking up out of the water, and they're covered in seaweed. Is it difficult terrain? Oh, you betcha. But you don't got to swim.
About how far across does it look like it is?
400 feet.
Tam, you mind giving me a hand with this armor?
Gladly.
Wow.
What? She just needs... The armor is going to get in her way.
I'm aware. I'm just enjoying the view.
All right.
I have clothes on underneath.
And what's your point?
You guys, like right now. Ronan's just sitting there going...
back, forth.
Yes. Kurt made a motion like he's watching a tennis match, by the way, because guess what? Our listeners are not viewers.
Not yet.
Oh, God.
Fucking ambitious as shit over there.
Oh, God.
To be clear, we are not now planning on any sort of video content unless we ever, like, somebody just wants to donate, like, several $1,000s.
And the views and expressions.
One of my friends actually.
A couple GoPro cameras.
One of my friends actually asked if we would be willing to ever stream it or video it.
Was this a switcher? Twitcher?
She was a Twitcher.
What do you call him?
She uses Twitch, and she said she wants to watch our recordings.
Oh, she's a voyeur, is she?
And oh my God, I can't even imagine how bad that would be.
We would do it if we could afford, because, like, let's face it, we'd have to revamp the space. We would need sound dampening. We would need the equipment. We would need to move the fan so we could hang video cameras. Like, it would just require, it's not that we wouldn't be willing.
It's a lot of money.
A lot of money and a lot of work. Studio.
Neil would have to be dressed.
Yes.
Or at least pants.
Pants.
It's our next Kickstarter, guys. We'll just, you know, have to do our...
Yes, we just need 30 pairs of dungarees for Neil.
Dungarees.
Yeah.
Eat my Vegemite, wear my dungarees.
And no more gaming in your boxers.
So.
Boo.
I'm in my boxers.
You got seaweed-covered rocks between you and you where you want to be.
So, all right. Well, does anybody happen to have any bright ideas, or do we just tie ourselves in pairs and try to cross?
Well, I've got some rope. We could... Meadow will glance over at the froglet over here. You seem okay at climbing. If we were to tie this rope off up here, and the four of us climb down, you could untie the rope and bring it with, right?
It's 400 feet, Meadow. How much rope do you have?
I don't think we have that much rope. Usually, I've only got 50 feet.
Yeah. I've got 50.
One section or one bundle of rope is 50 usually.
So we take our three ropes and we tie them together. That'd be 150. When we get to the end, we just flip it and then climb down the rest of the way and then flip it again. You know, just
You keep saying climb down. There's, like we're going down.
It's
a cliff.
Across, not down.
Damn it, Pete! This isn't real life. You're not climbing. You're just walking.
Intellect of less than 10.
Right. So I'm going to, if nobody else has any, like, oh, I can fly, surprise, my suggestion would be we split into pairs, except for Ronan, because he is the best climber, and two of us in pairs, we tie ourselves together and try to cross the rocks, And that way, if somebody slips, everybody else can help. And then once we all get across, we untie and explore the island.
Would there be a knowledge check that would help us determine what we could do to make this easier? Or what we would think would be
difficult? It's called Don't Suck.
That's not very helpful.
I'll roll it.
Just from looking at our
natural 20.
That's not sucking, so yeah.
Yeah, so what do I get from that skill check that you just said that I could roll? Oh, I find the bridge? Oh, fucking A.
You're kind of looking at it, actually, yeah.
So Seth assumes crane style and flies over.
I assume that you,
wow,
Meta, are not much of a climber.
No.
Okay.
Look, right now,
I'm much better now that I have no armor on. Tam, do you mind if we put this in your bag for a moment?
All right.
And now that I'm not at medium encumbrance.
give me knowledge nature right now on this situation here.
20.
20. Okay, so with a 20, you realize, I'm not even going to, yeah. So you realize that right now it's at low tide, but at high tide, all these rocks with the seaweed cover them would be underwater.
With the Adaros in the area.
Adaros?
Do you share that information?
I share that information with everyone but Tam. No, I'm kidding. With everyone.
Right. Well, that just seems all the more reason why we should cross it now.
I would agree it's worth the risk now because it's better to get across than it is to get stuck out there and have to fight
sharks. Agreed.
What? It's after the rain, correct?
No, the rain's still coming down.
The rain's still coming down, yeah. So it's afternoon.
Yeah. It's after, well, it's after, it typically starts 2 o'clock. You guys know that by now. It goes for about an hour. So, yeah, it's still pouring a little bit.
Would it be possible, if Tam looks at those rocks, would she think it's possible to just jump from rock to rock?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And she would think it's a low DC.
Does she share that?
She'd probably look at it and just be like, well, you know, I think I could probably just leap from rock to rock, but I couldn't do it with somebody tied to me unless they're just as good at jumping.
Yeah, that would be an encumbrance if they're not timing everything properly.
The other option would be to climb, right?
I believe so, yes.
You shouldn't tie yourself to me.
Swim.
No.
Well, there is swimming, yes.
You shouldn't tie yourself to me, but I do believe jumping is going to be my best bet, too.
I believe that's the only bet. You jump or you swim.
Yeah.
Well, I think Ronan could probably just climb the whole distance.
Hippity hoppity, hippity hoppity. This isn't elevated. Nobody ever said it was. It's just straight across, you guys. There's no climbing involved at all.
Well, it is elevated. It may not be, because it's got to be at least be above sea level.
No, because the edge of where you're at also gets covered in high tide.
Yes.
It slopes down a bit.
So let me clarify this. At high tide, these would be covered.
Yes.
So at low tide right now, they're not covered, so they're not above sea level.
Think of it as
did I get it backwards? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, what I'm saying is they're literally elevated above the water.
Yes.
Yes.
They are above the water right now. Yes.
There's a climbable surface. Like, they may be ground level with us, but at this point, there is...
But there's water in between each one.
Yes.
So you're going to have to jump anyway.
How much? Well, it depends on how much water is in
there
between them.
There you go. Not much. It is pretty much a bridge.
Okay, so it can be climbed.
I guess if you want to get technical, you could just step from one to the next to the next.
If I didn't
want to
be technical, I'd be playing 5th Ed and not Pathfinder.
Oh, shots fired?
No, it's not shots fired. That's the design. No, 4th Edition is even more technical than this. That is design concepts of the game.
Nathan's going to go ahead and try to hop from rock to rock.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm assuming acrobatics.
Give me a d20.
Like straight?
Yeah, at acrobatics. Yeah.
12.
Yeah, thanks, Pete.
You
make it.
How many checks are we going to need to get across?
Just one. Unless you fail.
Okay, I'll take 10.
You make it.
Okay.
It's a
17.
Meta, do you feel comfortable trying to cross?
Look, it's easy, everybody.
You go ahead. I'll tie a rope to my ass, and we'll see what happens.
Give me your rope. I will try to help Meta cross.
Is this the kind of thing I can assist with?
Give him enough rope. No.
I've got...
All you can do is point the way and lead.
Well, I'm literally trying to assist Meta.
Okay.
Meta's got 50 foot of rope, so I'll tie you to me and I'll toss you the other end, the other end to Tam.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand. Because maybe I didn't paint this one quite the best as I could, but really it's just taking a double step to get from one to the next.
Didn't you say it was like 400 feet?
400 feet of this, yes.
Of moss-covered rocks?
Seaweed-covered rocks.
Which are going to be slippery?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Okay, I'll just clarify on our end. Meta is about as acrobatic as a couch.
That's
I'm
why
afraid
she
that
took
even,
her armor off.
And I'm aware of that, but I'm afraid that I don't want a meta game. Uh-huh. Tam is afraid that, in the meta sense, if
meta
takes 10, she will still not get a 10 in acrobatics.
Okay.
And thus, may automatically fail without a good roll, whereas Tam, I don't think, can fail this check.
Okay.
So she is trying to try and lend aid.
Okay, so give me some flavor, though. Is she just deathly afraid of water, or...
Who?
Meta.
No, she's clumsy as shit.
Okay, that works.
And we know that the water is probably full of shark mermaid men that will fucking eat us because they're twice our size.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And when we got shipwrecked here originally, Meta stayed ashore while the rest of the group went to get stuff off the ship... Because she was not comfortable with the idea of swimming.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
Drowning.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's
perfect.
Why...
That's what I wanted to know.
So
that's
Meta,
why Jarwin stayed with Meta.
That I being said...
Give you guidance.
That's a great call, Ronan. I'll allow it.
Thank you.
Because I'm a benevolent... Benevolent? Yeah, whatever. You
belligerent.
Know
what I'm
saying.
He's a drunk GM.
Yeah, right. Belligerent.
So, anyway, 50 feet of rope tied between us, and... Tam and Meta try to cross.
Unless you're going to take 10.
Now, technically, she could take 10, but she doesn't feel comfortable with that, so
okay.
She would actually try it. And I rolled a 10. So that's 12 plus, if you aid, that's 14.
I rolled a 27. I don't know what you want to do for crossing and aiding at the same time.
You are fine.
Okay.
All day with that. So 400 foot, you're talking not half an hour? Not even that, huh? So, depending on how slow you want to go.
I mean, that's not much further than the length of a football field.
Right. So, you make it to the other side. And as you approach, now that you're not focusing on crossing ever so carefully, you realize that this whole island is a dismal gray color. And what were trees on the main island appear to be mushroom stalks. Tend to be fungal in appearance, and just everything's the grays and the browns of mushrooms and fungus. The weird thing is that these stalks will go up into the air, but there's no caps on the top of them. Odd.
Somebody's been hungry.
So it just seems like a blasted land. Meta.
So, quick question, GM.
Yes.
Does the rocks on the island that we're standing on now at island level, are they covered in seaweed that looks like it might be underwater at some point as well?
Okay, so you've made it to area just opposite O on the other island here on our lovely map, right?
Yes.
And no, you are above sea level. At this point, it's gently slopes up. And where you are now is an area where the water, even at high tide, is not going to reach.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Excellent.
You're just wondering if this whole island gets submerged at high tide, weren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Tam, could I have my armor back, and would you mind assisting me getting it on?
Yes.
Thank you.
Do you want some help?
I think Tam's got it for me.
Okay.
I'm well-trained in putting on armor.
Can I do a knowledge check on these mushroom and fungi and stuff?
Certainly.
All these total numbers. In my mind, I imagine we all get across and then, we're stopped on the edge of the beach. And, you know, Jarwin gets down and, he's grabbed some of the dirt and he's looking at the stalks. And Tam and Meta are putting on the armor. And Nath is also trying to point out different things. And it's just this panoramic scene. You know, you see almost like a war zone.
mm-hmm.
of like people who come across it and are just looking at it, trying to figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm. It's good mental. Yes.
I have no idea what Ronan's doing. Probably jumping around for no reason, but
probably watching Meta get dressed.
Whoever knows what Ronan's doing?
I'm not even sure Kurt knows half the time.
I got a 30 from my knowledge check.
Okay, which one did you do?
Nature.
Okay.
That's what you asked for.
Did I?
Yeah.
I usually do in this kind of scenario, but I don't remember asking for that. But anyway, this fungi is like nothing you've ever seen before. Like nothing you've ever heard of before. It's like nothing you've ever even read about. Oh, never mind. Jarwin doesn't read, do you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Nothing like you've ever read about before. This is something new to you.
Jarwin reads every day. He talks about it. His preparation stuff.
Yeah. I read out of my, what's it called?
Wink, wink.
My manual.
The one with the articles.
From the Kithodian Academy. I'm constantly going through that.
Right. Because you want to be a Eagle Scout?
I don't think that's what it's called.
In this world, they're called Pathfinders.
I'm just joshing ya. No, you are actually going for a bit of a prestige class, aren't you?
I'm not sure if I'm going to do the prestige class or not, but there's vital information to be gleaned to improve my performances, and that's what I'm here for.
Okay.
Well, that's what I have it for, because I want to do masterpieces and also try to improve my musical talents.
Always getting better.
It's my goal. All
right.
I am vain after all, so I'm never satisfied.
Perfectionist.
Yes.
Okay. So again, I was just teasing.
I know, it's cool.
Are we cool, bro?
Yeah, we're cool.
Okay. So yeah, this is something new. Anybody else want
to
try?
Is there another check I need to do instead of nature?
Well, there's the scientific method.
Give some to Ronan?
No, I was going to volunteer, but...
Okay. What's your detect poison disease thingy? Is that you have your goggles on?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's constant. Do they detect as poisonous or disease?
That's a great question. And knowing what I know about Meta, I should have been prepared for that, huh?
Yeah.
Give me just a second.
Tim's going to take notes on them, too. Subtle drawings. I'm
going to try to slice a piece off. See how it goes. Make Nath and Ronan eat some. Emphasis on Nath and Ronan.
Well, we do have someone that could eat some and that we don't really care about a whole lot.
Ronan? Oh, Nath?
No.
Snakes.
I don't think snakes eat mushrooms.
Well, I don't think that they magically generate multiples of themselves either, but surprise!
We've got to put it to the test.
To be fair, they got that by eating crab meat.
Crabs.
Magic crab meat.
We presume. We don't know 100% for sure. Any proper scientist would know one piece of evidence does not a theory make.
Oh, right. I'm no
multiple,
scientist.
Multiple tests.
Yes, you have to have at least 3 data points for any sort of conclusion.
Okay. To answer your question, Meta, yes, this is not a fungus you want to eat.
So, disease or poison?
Poison.
I would like to try to identify the type of poison.
Bad medicine.
I fail.
Yes.
Meta does not identify the poison, but she points out to the others.
Don't eat it!
Those mushroom stalks look like they're poisoned, so don't eat them, and if you can help it, don't touch them, don't climb on them.
Well, all right. What knowledge check are you asking for that, or is it survival?
I wasn't asking for one.
Meta, okay, well, I'm trying to identify the poison.
Meta has those goggles.
Right.
Okay. You said you wanted to do a knowledge check to determine which poison?
Yes.
Okay.
Or what it does.
It's not something you've ever seen before.
I'm aware. I was just seeing if I could try. That's
so
all.
No.
All right. Well, so we don't really know if it's a contact or an ingestion.
Yes.
Correct. It might even be an inhalation.
Yeah.
No. Don't.
Best to find out now, I think.
Personally, I do believe it would be difficult to inhale a mushroom.
There's no heads on them, so they wouldn't have any spores.
Well, let's be blunt. The way we are familiar with them.
Yes.
As far as we know, these could not have heads because they could burst all their spores out the top, like some sort of...
Volcano?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. Could be.
Two?
But Tam is probably going to pull off a glove and just walk up to one and kind of cringe a little bit and then reach her hand out and touch it. All right.
Give it a smack.
But at this point, you realize two things. It's eerily quiet on this island. Absolutely no signs of life.
Is there a penis-shaped rock outcropping on this island?
On this island?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
And the other thing is your hand comes away and it's got some of the gray and brown coloration on it. It's like a powder that's just come off on your hand.
All right. Well, Tam will go back to the group and say, all right, well, I don't know if this is from some sort of soot or something. Does anybody know what this is? And after you've had a chance to look at it, I would greatly appreciate it, Meta, if you'd wash it off my hand for me.
Would that be a knowledge of some kind, or could I do a heel check on that to see what kind of...
On the powder that's come off on the residue?
The residue powder thing.
Yeah. Go ahead, but it's not something you're familiar with.
As in, the DC is too high to worry about?
Pretty much, yeah.
Meta will then create water over Tam's hands.
Oh, you're being too kind. You should have just drenched all of her. It would have been more fun.
Meta likes Tam.
Oh, right.
Okay. Aw, I don't know why.
I really don't either.
Yeah, that's fair.
So the...
Basically, picture the jungle. Not quite as dense as on the mainland here, on this little island. Same thing, but just gray, and instead of trees, it's mushroom stalks, like I've described. You know, spaced erratically pretty much all the way across this island towards the direction that you want to go, which is the second island, I believe.
All right. Well, I'm going to make this suggestion, since we've traveled incredibly fast for today. We made it several miles in the matter of hours.
Because you're awesome.
I say we actually risk the bridge back and get some rest for the night and tackle this the next day. I've got several kerchiefs we can wrap around our mouths to travel through. And
good precaution. Yes.
Then we can, especially if Meta keeps them damp, it should help. Or actually, even better, we can initially soak them in brandy. And that should cut any sort of infection that could come through. And then after that, get over to the other island. I feel like as fast as we travel today, we could cross that island in a matter of 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, I'll take 10, but it'll only take me 30 seconds to get across.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it.
I feel the love.
Sounds like a wonderful idea.
Tam, you know the routine, if you will.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so you're going to go camp on the other beach? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, we're not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, probably, it's so inviting here.
Probably in the trees where we found the vampire werebear corpse.
We're not going to go back that far.
You want to go back to Pescox?
Hell no.
Even though it only took us, 2 hours to make it this far, but we'd probably go like 100 yards back and, just to make sure, because we know that there are weird shark creatures, which are probably what we've been seeing out in the water.
And ghost thingies.
With that connection.
Yeah.
We determined that those were ghosts.
Yeah, some of them, but some of them had distinct shark shapes.
Yeah.
And regardless, we will probably move back away from the water, and if everybody agrees to go camp, that is.
Yes.
I don't want to assume.
Kurt's busy digging gold, though, so hang on.
Nath agrees.
To dig gold?
So... Tell me again, you want to go somewhere between the shore and the jungle line?
Okay, yeah, so...
Try to find a campy type place.
We'd probably camp on the edge of the trees. That's where we always camp.
Okay.
So, but basically, we cross back over to the mainland, quote unquote, move 100 yards east up the beach, camp on the tree line, and then tackle the whole thing the next morning.
Okay. So, you make it back successfully. Now you've... been across once already. You've got experienced a bit of the pitfalls. I'm not going to make you roll anything, in other words. Set your camp. Imagine you have a snack or two.
Nom noms.
Nath would like to take the snakes out, beat them, and kind of
beat them.
He's feed them.
Oh, feed them.
I'm
he's,
an F.
He's now beating his snake.
Did you say snack or snack?
Snack. Pour the snack.
Feed. Feed me, Seymour. That kind of deal.
Yeah. Feed me. And attempt to kind of get them to trust him more. Without
okay. It's a gradual process, yes. Because your ultimate goal is to study their style, right?
Correct.
Okay. Sounds good.
Insects. I'm looking for insects.
Watches for the
oh,
night?
Oh, that's not a problem here.
After he's done with the snakes, Tam would like to go up to Nath, kind of like bat him on the shoulder and be like, come on, come here.
Okay.
Nath will follow after putting away the snakes.
Move it a little bit into a clearing space and put her fists up and just like, all right, come on.
He's doing some more sparring?
Yeah. Well, some sparring.
I will give you some music to play too. What sort of tunes would you like?
Well, something by Survivor sounds wonderful.
Who the hell is that?
Must just be popular in my circles.
Is that like Ears of the Lion?
No. I have a terrible singing voice. If I had a harp, I could play it for you, but I don't.
I will summon an instrument. Here you go. Here's a harp.
Well, all right. I will start playing some of the song.
Is that really a thing you got?
That's a spell I have, yeah.
Cool.
Tam will play the harp for a little bit, play a few bars, and so be very surprised. And
give
then
me a
try
performance
to
check on that.
All right, hold on.
So, since you guys seem keen on taking Ten. First watch, I'm going to go ahead and go to bed. Good nice. Night.
It's like 5 in the afternoon, Meta. Calm down.
Yeah. I have no idea what's up with the time on this place, but the longer it happens, yeah. the more I want to get the fuck off of this island.
And then after she plays a few bars, she wants to...
It's astounding.
She wants to spar with Nath. And
then I will start playing music similar to what Tam played on the harp, but on my flute.
Which flute?
Not my skin flute, you pervert.
Okay, just making sure. Okay, so, sparring. Before that, what's playing? Maybe some supper in there somewhere.
Just after supper, I think we established.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you establish a watch?
We hadn't got to that point yet, but we will.
Okay.
I always take third watch because I enjoy the rising sun, and that's when I do my morning ritual.
Get you there, does it?
Nath will take whichever watch is left.
Okay. So what are we doing, 3 or 4?
I assume 3.
We okay. usually do 3.
Okay.
I'll take the first
one. Apparently,
watch.
No, because you guys don't usually do any up till now. Because no. you make
we,
everybody.
We had an established watch even back then.
Yes. It's okay. just the last couple times when yeah. we go back, we make the lazy camp followers.
The non-participating comrades.
Yes. Yeah. I guess Tam will take second watch then.
Subjugation.
Okay.
Meta, what watch you taking? First or third?
Meta.
Meta can take second.
Then do it.
Meta will take second.
Nath.
With Tam.
First or third?
I'll take first.
Okay. Works for me.
And no fun through the night. You make it through peacefully.
That's actually fun, actually.
Okay. Breakfast? Anybody going to be doing anything kind of special?
Yeah, we're going to have crab meat.
Oh, yeah. Yum.
We also have a bunch of rations from the ship, too, yes. like hardtack and jerky and stuff.
But that'll last a lot longer than crab, so we should eat crab as long as it's still good.
And the crab will last forever. It's in the bag of holding.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about
on
that.
On top of that, Meta can keep casting Purify Food and Drink on it.
Yeah.
It literally can't go bad in there.
Yeah. We can just keep doing that, then.
We are never in danger.
It's almost like your GM well, is kind of kind to you sometimes.
I mean, the time does seem to travel very strangely here.
We're all going to age to death.
It's possible.
Fleeting.
We're all going to unage.
I mean, all the snakes multiply like rabbits.
Fuck, faster than rabbits. It was like 10 seconds and there was 2 more.
Well, that's the thing. Are there more snakes? Have they multiplied some more?
I'm going to check the snakes this morning anyway.
When you open the basket, you see snakes coming out of other snakes' cloacas that are coming out of other snakes' cloacas in this horrible infinity sign.
46.
Omega even. No. 2.
Oh, shit.
Wait, so I lost a snake.
So we lost 2 snakes?
Yes.
No, we had 3.
We had 3.
4, I believe.
No, we had 3.
I think we had 3.
No, you had, if I remember right.
Well, you're remembering wrong, okay. And I know this because I edited the thing.
Okay, well, you,
2 males,
you do have the most recent memory on this.
Two
yeah.
males, 1 female.
Okay, true.
We ended up with a whole bunch of adolescents.
No, there was only a couple of those, dude. But
then Nath pulled out the female, hoping they wouldn't breed. We then clarified we don't know what the genders of the adolescents.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, long story short, we have three snakes in the basket.
Three snakes in the basket.
Had, anyway. Apparently one is gone now.
Okay.
There are two snakes in the basket.
Two. Check their cloacas.
Right. Is it the male and the female, or both males?
Is it the male and the female?
Let's find out.
Next time on Shield Bash.
are we that close?
We're past.
Time's already over.
Do you want high or lows?
He wants one male and one female.
High.
Then yes. One male, one female.
Can we check the quality of your basket? Why are there holes in your basket?
Do an appraise check, yeah.
You suck at this.
It is my first try.
2.
12.
My appraise was 2. His was, Tam's was 12.
Way more gooder. Anybody else?
Nath is aware of his quality.
Oh, fine.
-1, -1, -1. Come on, let me have it.
I was hoping. That's a 5.
So 5, 12, and a 2?
Yes.
Wow. That's awesome.
I rolled a natural 1.
That's even better. So you're taking my spot in this game here.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, it's not the best quality, but it's pretty good is what the general consensus is. But, yeah, you know, you get somebody that really can do it, really can appraise well. It's homemade.
Homemade by
or beach made in this case
by a noob.
Well, seeing this,
it's definitely not masterwork. Yeah, yeah.
Is there any way that I can reinforce or fill holes?
Sure.
Yeah, we could put it like a iron pot in there to keep them in with the lid on it. Oh wait, we were already doing that. They must have gotten out of the pot somehow.
We need to fasten the lid on the pot better, maybe.
Well, I figured Nath is pretty perceptive. I figured he would have recognized it, you know, if they had to move the pot off and then slither it away.
He does spend a lot of time by himself, though, and he claims he's meditating, and we're not really sure.
It's by himself means it's even quieter, so...
He's kind of preoccupied, is what I'm getting at. Well. See, he's not even denying it.
He didn't hear that.
See what I'm saying? When he's meditating, he has a minus 30 penalty to perception.
It's a really weird devotion.
Okay. So, anything else that needs to get done this morning?
Yeah, I need to pee.
Well, that was kind of a given, but go ahead. Anything else? Interesting. No? Okay.
General stretches and calisthenics.
There you go.
My morning ritual.
Okay.
Morning rituals to prep spells and stuff.
Yeah, I figured. And Ronan's got his old gig going with the bones, if you recall.
I don't know if I have enough bones. I haven't been collecting them.
Yeah, let's see. You've been fighting a lot of invertebrates lately, haven't you?
I'm not even sure what he said.
Yeah, I didn't hear him either.
Sorry, you caught me when I was trying to read something.
Damn it.
Yeah, I haven't been collecting a lot of bones lately.
Right, there haven't been a whole lot of vertebrates.
I do believe there's a dead exsanguinated monkey that you could ask for.
Yeah, but that's still a whole monkey. I just need the bones.
Well, technically it's not a whole monkey anymore. It's missing all of its liquids.
That mess up.
At least all his blood.
Yeah.
It's not going to be very messy without blood.
Well, Mr. Gripley, how many toes do you really need?
I'd like to keep all of them, thank you.
Also, does doing this ritual, do you lose bones?
Yeah, I have to bury everything when I'm done.
Oh.
Do you have to use only toes?
It doesn't have to be toes. It does have to have a bone.
So there's a lot of bones in there you can use.
This is your deific obedience, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Which technically you don't actually get any benefit from until later levels anyway.
So, yeah, but I don't have any bones.
Well, we do, you just don't want to get them. That's what deduced.
Okay, anything else?
Damn. I do want to take a look at the island and see if anything's changed overnight.
That's probably a good call.
And we do want to wait till low tide to try and cross again.
Yes.
That's another good call.
Can I see the island without crossing?
Yeah, because it's not raining or anything.
Okay.
It's there. It's gray and brown.
It's only a football field away.
So, you're going to make that journey back across?
Well, I think Kurt wanted to check out the island before we crossed, so.
Yes.
If I don't see any changes, I mean, I'm not going over there by myself. I'm just curious if maybe there's heads on the mushrooms now or if something's changed in the landscape that maybe wasn't there before.
No, still straight stalks. The landscape appears the same as yesterday.
Then, yeah, I guess we cross.
All right.
At low tide.
Same way we did the day before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Armor off. Armor back on.
Good. We've taken... can you fail a 10, anybody?
No.
Okay. So then you make it all across. Brilliant.
Guidance.
With assistance, meta is good, right?
Ooh, yeah, that's an interesting...
On meta.
As long as meta has no armor on, she cannot fail a take 10 on acrobatics.
Yeah, great. That's what we're getting
That's
at.
What I was asking. Yeah. Or trying to ask. So you get across? No problem. Put your armor back on, I guess. I imagine you'd want to pause.
I would, as long as there's time.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So ahead of you, you see a maze of these mushroom stalks. And you know that there's another island on the other side of this island that I believe you were trying to reach and explore.
Yes.
Do you wish to proceed?
Yeah, you mentioned earlier that the ground slopes slightly up.
Yeah, just to get it out of the tide level.
Okay.
So you're kind of on a plateau at this point.
Gotcha.
It's relatively flat. I mean, there's variance here and there and everywhere, just like anywhere else. But yeah, you're fine from high tide.
All right, folks, what do you think? Around the edge or straight down the middle?
We should probably check the coast first and see how that is. And if it is clear, we should probably do that. If not, you know, look somewhere else.
Okay. All right,
let's try.
You're going to skirt the edge of one side or the other?
Everybody agree?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
All right. I suggest we stay on the inward side.
You're going to refresh message, same three people.
So...
the east side of the island?
Very good. Okay. That's out of character for you, sir, as a player.
Yeah.
Starboard.
Okay. So, you make it about 200 feet. Perceptions?
24.
That's pretty good.
24.
That's pretty good.
20, unless it's a trap.
It's not a trap. It's a trap.
It's no. A tarp.
21.
21's pretty good.
And 21 for meta.
So we have several that's above 20s right here, right?
Everybody. Everyone's above 20.
Okay.
Every time I hear somebody say Meta's name, I think of the old Sega video games when you first plugged it in and turned it on. And
Meta!
Went, Sega!
I don't remember that.
Sega.
Well, I remember Sega. I played a lot of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah. Beginning of every game, that you know, they'd pop up the Sega logo and go, Sega!
Yeah.
Right. Meta!
Crazy. All right, so perceptions were great. You don't see anything out of the ordinary. Do you wish to proceed?
Yes.
I'm going to pull my net out.
Uh-huh.
Prepare it to be thrown.
Okay. Any other actions want to be declared?
And then proceed defensively with the rest of the group?
Uh-huh.
No, we didn't see anything out of the ordinary, so there's no... We're continuing on as we were.
I'll let him metagame if he wants, whatever.
Yeah, that too.
Well, and just for Ronan's frame of mind, with this island and like all the mushroom stalks and stuff, it's kind of like creepy.
Yeah.
So I don't really trust the environment. I would have my bow out, and I am staying closer to the group.
And it's totally quiet on this island.
And don't forget, we all have handkerchiefs around our mouths, too.
Dipped in brandy.
Right. Did you decide on brandy or water?
Well, I offer the brandy. Anybody who use it, and if not...
Just a little bit. You don't need much.
Yeah, and after they dry out, we'd probably have Meta just castrate water on them to keep them damp.
It is noted for the record.
Nath will lead the way.
Okay.
You sure you don't want me to at least walk beside you?
If you would like.
All right.
Okay.
I will do so.
Another 100 feet, perceptions?
Jarwin will be in the back, as usual. 23 again.
So 11. Consistent with you over there. 11?
Two 18s.
13.
13?
10.
23. 23 for meta.
23. Okay. Nothing happens. Another 100 feet? Perception?
16.
Hey, guess what?
23?
No.
No.
22.
So close.
20.
11.
Okay. Remember how quiet I said this island was?
Yes.
All of a sudden you hear, yeah, yeah! Roll for initiative.
Is it an Aklo?
And we'll find out what happens next time on Shield Bash. I'm Britt, your GM, to my right.
Neil playing Jarwin Triat.
Will playing Nath Vendekarth.
Jason playing very, very sleepy.
He's done, son.
Curtis playing Ronan.
And Pete playing Meta.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Good night.
Shield Bash is made in association with the Knights of the Octagon and the Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, or online at Farmageddon137.com. Music by Lee Rosevere. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.